Track 3. The Demographics of Lebanon.
Situated in the Middle East, at the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea, Lebanon is a relatively small country in terms of area. With a population of nearly 6 million, its population is also quite low. However, it is interesting to note that there are more than 10 million people living outside the country in the Lebanese diaspora. The overwhelming majority are found in Brazil, Argentina, and the USA. Jones, 2011. In demographic terms, Lebanon is also very interesting. Regarding its religion, it is very diverse, with the constitution recognizing 18 different groups. The most recent census reveals that the largest group is Muslims, making up about 60% of the total, and Christians around 40%. It also has a rich history with the ancient Phoenicians, famous for their sailing prowess, also coming from this area. When looking at the data provided by the United Nations, it appears that in many ways, Lebanon is a modern country. Life expectancy at nearly 80 years is high, far above the global average of 71. The UN Human Development Report 2014, page 137, states that between 1980 and 2013, Lebanon's life expectancy at birth increased by 12.0 years. In 2015, its infant mortality rate was low, at just 8 per 1,000, a significant amelioration from 2013, when the rate was 14, showing that healthcare is improving all the time. In addition, its median age is exactly the same as the world as a whole, 29. Johnson, 2015, argues that this sets Lebanon apart from many other countries in the region, where median ages tend to be much lower. In Jordan, for example, it is 21. In Syria, it is 23. In Saudi Arabia, it is 26. This essay now considers the interesting issue of population growth rate. The World Bank reports that at nearly 10%, this rate is the highest in the world. This is not only caused by the gap of 10 per 1,000 between the birth and death rate, but by immigration. In recent times, the rate of immigration into Lebanon has been extremely high, for various political and social reasons, a situation which, if not managed correctly, is of serious concern. Wahab, 2014, page 208. Malik, 2015, claims that while it may be possible to manage this big increase in population in the short term, in the long term, it is going to put a lot of pressure on the Lebanese state in terms of housing, jobs, and welfare. Additional regional and international support may be needed in order to provide the economic inputs which are necessary. While the population growth rate is a challenge, it is possible to manage it, so long as the issue is carefully considered. In trying to gain a good understanding of modern-day Lebanon, three other specific indicators should also be noted. The first of these is GDP per capita, which is about $16,000 per year, similar to Turkey and Malaysia. There is a good deal of progress which could be made in developing the Lebanese economy to make it more competitive in international terms. The literacy rate is 94%, which represents nearly the entire country. However, when you consider that the equivalent rate in developed countries is usually in excess of 99.5%, there is still some way to go. The final indicator is sex ratio, which is 0.96, meaning that for every 100 women in Lebanon, there are 96 men. The main reason for this is that, on average, Lebanese women live about 2 years longer than Lebanese men.